Good morning. I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Legislators are hearing both sides in the debate over why gas prices have been so much higher in northwestern Vermont than in the rest of the country. And as VPR Steve Zinn reports, they heard conflicting testimony last night over whether the state should do something about that.
It's clear lawmakers have been hearing from constituents about the wide disparity in gas prices in Vermont and the fact the average price of a gallon of gas statewide is currently about 40 cents higher than the national mark. Why and what can be done about it wasn't so clear as they listened to testimony during Thursday's public hearing. Ben Brockwell, a petroleum price expert with the Oil Price Information Service, confirmed that Burlington-area gasoline retailers have one of the highest profit margins in the country. Brockwell says after examining the data, he couldn't find a reason for the higher prices.
There was no cost structure that explained to me the difference between the higher prices in Burlington and say, in Millbury and Rutland and some of the other markets.
There is nothing illegal about retailers in an area maintaining higher prices than those in another area, unless they agree among themselves to do so. But there are concerns that if too many stations are run by too few owners, a lack of competition leads to artificially high prices. For that reason, legislators will consider a bill that would enable the Attorney General's office to track wholesale gasoline sales to see how much each retailer is buying. It would also require advance notice when stations are bought and sold. Burlington progressive Chris Pearson is the sponsor of the bill. He says the idea isn't to regulate gasoline sales, but to give the state better tools to detect anti-competitive practices.
You know, gasoline in our economy and in our job market is an essential need for many people to get to work. And so it is a little different than, let's say, the price of stereos.
Committee members also heard from representatives of the wholesale and retail gasoline industry. They said the legislation is unnecessary and argued there's plenty of competition. Joe Shaquette of the Petroleum Dealers Association says there are numerous independently owned gas stations in Burlington in addition to those operated by fuel wholesalers.
They consider their own business circumstances, the cost of the product sold, the cost of running the business, and what competitors in the immediate area are doing.
And Shaquette said as recently as Thursday morning, there was a 22-cent per gallon price difference between retailers in Burlington. Steve Patrika of Champlain Oil Company, a gasoline wholesaler, acknowledged it's a good time for some retailers who struggled when prices were high in the past. He says some see the sudden drop in prices as a rare opportunity.
And what had happened is, my humble opinion, is all of a sudden these dealers who are struggling collectively started thinking, you know what, this is once in a lifetime. Let me make a little money.
One group missing from yesterday's public hearing was the public. There was only one comment from someone not involved in the gasoline industry or state government. As one committee member said, "Where are all those people that were calling me?" For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.